A team of veterinary officials from Uzbekistan was recently in the United States to examine U.S. beef and pork production practices. In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we speak with Yuri Barutkin, a USMEF representative in the Greater Russia region, who accompanied the team.
This was an educational tour, as we called it, because our idea was to familiarize the vets in Uzbekistan about the high levels of food safety that is in place for U.S. beef and pork production. Just like probably many vets in many countries, they do have their concerns.
Uzbekistan is an emerging market that is currently open to U.S. beef, but unfortunately it was the only trading partner to close to U.S. pork during last year's outbreaks of porcine epidemic diarrhea virus, or PEDV.
We hope to address the issue of PEDV through the government, U.S. government eventually, but I think this time we just wanted to demonstrate to them the high level of food safety that is in place for the U.S. meat industry. And that's exactly what we've done, and I think because the visit was very detailed and thorough, we've managed to familiarize the Uzbekistan veterinarians with the whole production from farm to fork, pretty much. This is the market with 30 million people. They have very little pork production. This is a predominantly Muslim population. However, about 25% of their population are pork consumers. We see that European Union and Brazil are sending their product over to Uzbekistan. Uzbekistan is in need of that product, especially for their processing industry. And this is one of the opportunities we might try to open up for the U.S. Beef industry and pork industry.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.